Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we spent a whole lot of time last week talking about Titanic and the new exhibit down at Union Station. We would be remiss if we did not mention that today is the anniversary of the day that they let people inside the wrecked Union Station before the money from the bi-state tax restored it.
And I, what do you mean they let people in? I don't remember that.
I didn't either. I posted about it this morning. They let people in to understand
it was structurally unsound.
How devastated that property was. And there are photos in the Kansas City Star today, and you remember this, Dan. There's 6 inches of water on the floor. The stunning ceiling is cracked. There's no paint. There's
dilapidated.
It's dilapidated. It's been vandalized. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I think it was 26 years ago today, I think I read. That they let people in, like, look at this, look how bad this is.
It would have been 1999.
Because we want you to understand what is possible when we look back. And I think it's such a credit to everybody. The only bi-state tax that goes through, everybody's like, yes, let's save Union Station. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine our town without that building? It is the centerpiece of our town. It is the front door.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. There was only one of the five counties that voted against the bi-state tax. Would you care to guess?
Wyandotte.
That is correct.
Johnson said yes. Clay Platt, all of Jackson.
Clay Platt and Jackson, yep.
But Wyandotte said no.
That is
so
correct.
We should charge them more when they go to see the Titanic.
Wow. Well, you remember they tried a bi-state too. I can't remember what it was for.
It failed. It went down in flames.
Yeah, they tried.
It was for the stadiums.
Was it for the stadiums?
Yeah, because when they were trying to pay for the renovations however many years ago, they were trying to make it more equitable for everyone who participated in the teams, and Jackson County voters were upset that they were the ones footing the bill, and a lot of the people who were attending games were from Johnson County or outside of Jackson County.
Well, but also Jackson County gets all the tax benefits from it as well.
Well, they wanted to pass a bi-state tax for those improvements, and basically everybody but Jackson Countyans said no.
You know that one of the, I think right there at the door, it was padlocked, okay? And he's told this story before, but I wish he could call in and tell it. Right there at the padlock when they opened it up, when they were deciding, okay, let's save this thing, was Dave Helling, was one of the first people to set foot inside of it.
Why don't you call him?
And he was like, oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know,
well,
you can't imagine our
no, you can't.
And, lives here
and,
without.
And I remember going to, this was back when they had the Kansas City Blues Festival. And it was, the lineup that year was incredible. It was B.B. King, Robert Cray, Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughn's brother. It was incredible. And they played it on the lawn out in front of the World War I tower. And we knew that within the next year, this was in 19, what year did Princess Diana die? Was that 98?
97.
97. It would have been 1997.
On my mom's birthday.
Because I was driving home from the Kansas City Blues Festival that night, listening to this radio station when they broke in at midnight to say that she had died.
26 years ago today, it was November 10th, 1999.
Ironically, the day before Veterans Day.
We celebrated the long-awaited reopening of Kansas City's historic home, Union Station, thanks to donor support and a historic bi-state sales tax. Union Station was saved from demolition and was restored to its former glory. A special thanks, it says, to the visionaries and the voters who believed in our grand purpose and moved to make the magnificent restoration a reality. Roy Inman photo showing Union Station in a state of disrepair as it sat empty, facing the threat of demolition. And then as the massive $250 million renovation and redevelopment plan gets underway. This is the one I want you to describe for our listeners that gets me every time.
It is the Grand Hall at Union Station. Basically, this image is from right underneath the clock. It is barren, it is gray, and it is wet. Imagine looking down the Grand Hall at Union Station and
flooded.
The floor is covered in water. It is dank, it is dark, and it is gray.
There are a couple of things you can recognize when you zoom into the beautiful roof. If you can picture, like in the movie The Day After, all of the, you know, stuff that's falling in, the what do you call it, the patina, Dan, the stunning, like, artwork on that roof is all scraped off. I'm also curious, who did they get in there? Like, what artist in the world, looking at the photos as bad as it was, said, yeah, I'm gonna take that project on.
Oh, my
I got
God,
you.
Look at that.
Oh, it's unrecognizable.
For the right price.
Wow.
$250 million. I did reach out to them and see if George could join us today. And if he can't later in the show, we'll see if we can get Helling to call in. Because I love that Helling was the first one there when they opened it.
What they have done to Union Station, none of us back in the 90s ever thought was possible.
No.
It is a beautiful gem in this city. And whether it's Pierpont's or is it?
Harvey's.
Harvey's, thank you. It is
Harvey, the site of my son's engagement, the balcony
right.
upstairs.
That's
I mean,
right.
And how many other brides and grooms have been married there, have been, look at the scaffolding. I didn't even know scaffolding existed that tall.
Or that much.
I mean, just floor to ceiling, it is absolutely beautiful.
I remember when they were having difficulties several years ago, and there was concern about the
financial stability
of Union Station. Of course, that was just roughly a decade or so after they had rebuilt it. So, but now you go in there and you look around and you see all kinds of action and activity, not just the restaurants that they have in there, but the traveling shows that come and go, the exhibits. You've got the Science City. You've got the movie theater. You've got some working businesses that are inside there, the post office and others.
You mentioned Diana, it's Scott.
Dynamic.
It was Diana that helped save it.
Well, there were a number of exhibits that, I mean, George Guastella, I don't know that there's enough credit that you can give that man, because there was a time, and Dan, you just reminded me of it, where Science City in the early days was a running joke.
Mm-hmm.
People said, you know, you've wasted all this space. It's never going to make it. It's terrible. And Science City,
as people do many times,
but
in
Science
City,
but Science City has turned the corner, and it is now a huge part of Union Station. It makes money now.
The exhibits. I mean, I'm telling you, between Diana, the Treasures of the Tsar was one of the early ones, and then Titanic.
Oh, well, you're leaving out a couple of really big ones.
Auschwitz, much later.
Auschwitz, Abraham Lincoln, Human Bodies. Remember how controversial that one was?
Yes.
But people still went and watched and took it in.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibits have done so much for Union Station. Princess Diana's exhibit, not the least of them, but Auschwitz and all the others, I mean, just incredible.
Well, you know, Union Station, the redevelopment and rehab of Union Station is the thing, I believe that launched the renaissance of this, Kansas City.
Of this town.
Because it happened then, and 20, 25 years later, here we are.
We'll visit with Dave Helling in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
One of the greatest reporters in Kansas City history, from the Star to Fox 4 to Channel 5, Dave Helling joining us on the KMZ Hotline. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hi, guys. I'm at the end of a cold, so if I'm a little hoarse, I ask your indulgence.
You're fine. Hello, my friend. And I always remember you saying to me when we worked together, you go, D. Wright, we'd talk about Union Station. You'd say, I was the first one there when they unpadlocked those locks at Union Station. And tell us why you were there and what you saw when you stepped inside.
Well, I'll try to keep this as brief as I can because it's a long story, but in the mid-1990s, the city became involved in a huge lawsuit with a Canadian company called Trizac, which actually owned Union Station. And the city sued the company saying, hey, you never developed it as you promised. In late 1993, early 1994, I got a tip that that lawsuit was settled. And so I called the mayor's office and talked to some people, and they said, hey, please don't report that. It's very, very delicate right now. We'll give you the whole story next week if you'll just hold the story for about 48 hours that a settlement had been reached. So I said, okay, I'll do that. And then I found out that a friend of yours and mine, a guy named Chris Ketch, got a similar tip. He did not have what I had. So I called my desk. I was off. Dana, you'll appreciate this. I was working weekends as an anchor. So I was off Monday and Tuesday. I called the desk and said, send a live truck to my house so I can do this story from my front lawn that the Union Station lawsuit, which had been going on for years, had been settled. It was right, big story, front page story the next day. Kansas City took possession of Union Station as part of that settlement in January of 1994. And that Friday, Emanuel Cleaver, as the mayor, had the keys to the front door. And he ceremoniously opened the door to let people in. People had not been inside of Union Station for 20 years, most Kansas Cityans. And I was able to sort of wangle my camera up front to get the actual shot of the key going in the lock and then following him in the door. So that's how that happened.
What did you see? What did you see, Dave, when you walked in?
Oh, it was a mess. In fact, they took us on a tour of the entire building that Friday, and it was in January, so very, very cold. Of course, the building hadn't been heated for decades, and so there was ice everywhere, water puddled on the ground. The thing I remember most, Scott, is they took us up in the attic, what is basically the attic of Union Station, and the ceiling was suspended, just like you would if you had, you know, finished your basement. And there were massive holes and chunks of ice that had fallen through. And in fact, some of the engineers were able to literally kick open the ceiling.
Oh,
and you could see from the top of the building to the bottom, a drop of whatever that is, 60 or 70 feet. It was in amazing disrepair, very cold, very dirty, and very, very unused. The other story I've told people is they took us to where the Pier Ponce restaurant is now. Mm-hmm. In the old days, that was a bathroom, literally a bathroom, where travelers could take baths for women. And there were bathtubs everywhere. And they took us down to that sort of area. And there were hundreds of old fast food wrappers on the floor. I have no idea how they got there. People who grew up in Kansas City will remember a company called Smacks, S-M-A-K-S, which used to cook hamburgers. And their wrappers were everywhere in the woman's bathroom. And so I'll never forget that visual, you know, of the disrepair and the mess that facility was in the day we got in.
People forget, Dave, that in 1921, all five World War I Allied commanders arrived by train at Union Station and met together for the groundbreaking of the Liberty Memorial. And so, you know, we today equate Union Station with the NFL draft, and it is the most prominent front door welcome to our town on national television. But for the place that it holds in Kansas City history, it really is astonishing. It was allowed to get to that state.
Well, right. And you'll remember this, Dana, during that time frame, the 80s and 90s, the biggest problem for the city and for TriZec was to figure out what to do with that building. What's the reuse for Union Station now that trains don't go there really anymore? And no one could figure that question out when they all knew it was going to take, more than $100 million just to provide heat and air conditioning and light and do all the sort of minimum repairs. Then what do you do with it? Which you guys will, you know, I guess get this. That question was never really answered. I mean, Union Station is the historic site it is today, and it does well. It's got a lot of offices. It's got a couple of restaurants and does, but, you know, there was talk of making it into a giant aquarium to put plants there and make it, you know, a greenhouse. There used to be huge stories about different plans for reusing the building, but nobody could ever figure out something that was cost effective, which is why TriZec never redeveloped it. The city said, okay, we'll take it over. and fix it up and then figure out what the use is. And it is what it is today, which is basically a big room for Kansas City, but no specific, you know, zoo-like use or aquarium or something like that.
Dave, how close did Kansas City get to Union Station being bulldozed?
Well, you'll hear people dispute that. I never thought it was that close, Scott, because the visual of taking a wrecking ball to Union Station would have been catastrophic for almost any political leader in Kansas City. I mean, that building was the best known, may still be the best known building in all of Kansas City. And the idea that you could take a wrecking ball to it was just almost a non-starter for any public elected official. What? Having said that, it was really starting to crumble in the late 80s and 90s. They had a big fence around it, gravel parking lot. You know, we used to do periodic stories as reporters, and literally, you know, we'd walk around the outside trying to figure out, is there a place we can get in to get pictures? And the answer was no, it was all boarded up. Railroad didn't want it. So I do think that it was in danger of becoming an eyesore that would be so dramatic that something would have had to be done. But I don't think anyone that I ever talked to was that serious about taking a wrecking ball to the property, at least in the 90s.
If you look at the timeline, Dave, this is astonishing. Kansas City approved the development contract with that Trizec, Scott, the year I was born, 1974. Well, that's how long it sat in limbo.
Yes. Now, there was some use of part of the building. There was an old restaurant there. This will go way back for your listeners who've been around for a while, called the Lobster Pot.
The Lobster what?
I'm looking at it right now.
The Lobster Pot, P-O-T. It was on the side of Union Station. It was a restaurant where Pierpont's is now, basically. And, you know, there was occasionally a train that would go through, you know, up and through the mid-70s and early 80s. But by the time it closed for good and the Lobster Pot was closed down, you know, the future of use of the facility was very, very much in doubt. And Trizec just basically threw up its hands. The reason that Trizec had it is they built that building right next door, you know, that big 10-story high-rise that's literally right next door to Union Station. And they acquired the rights to build that by promising to do something with Union Station and, of course, never did. And that was the, you know, the subject of the lawsuit.
Wow. Are you talking about the Blue Cross Blue Shield building?
Yes. No. The one across the street.
Oh.
Payless Cashways used to be there. I don't know what they call it now. It's been a while since I've been down there. But it's on the same side of Union Station, right next to that sunken parking lot and the bridge. And that was built by the Canadian Corporation in exchange for a promise that they would do something with Union Station, which they never did. And without getting too technical, the city won its lawsuit against Trizec, but the judge said you can only collect from the shell corporation that owned the structure and not from the parent company. The parent company was actually in Canada. And so the city had a victory in its pocket, but could not collect money to do any repairs. That was why the lawsuit was settled.
Dave, 30 seconds or less, do you think we'll ever see another bi-state tax?
Well, we could, you know, the bi-state bill, the law that authorizes it, is still on the books. And by the way, it allows for bi-state taxes to build stadiums with certain conditions are met. But at the time, people understood that the bi-state tax for Union Station was temporary, 6 years, an eighth of a cent in Johnson and Jackson counties. And that, again, the facility was so dilapidated that everyone in the metro area understood it needed to be fixed, at least put air conditioning in it and heating and make it something. And so I think it passed on that basis. After that, it's been much more controversial. The 2000 bi-state 2 election, of course, went down in Johnson County, and we haven't tried again. So it's going to be difficult. It was a very different environment, though, when the bi-state tax passed in 96 for Union Station. That was 2 years after the settlement was announced.
And at the time, Dave, according to Union Station's own website, the passage of that bi-state tax was thought to be the first of its kind in the history of the United States.
Well, they had to go to Congress to get approval. I mean, it's a bi-state levy like that is very complicated and very political. And they set up a bi-state commission, which still exists, down at MARC, the Mid-America Regional Council, and they meet once a year, and they've got about $20,000 in the bank, and they meet at Christmas time and say hi to each other and then go on their separate ways. The mechanism can be reused, but whether we'll ever get to a place where the community believes there is a project so important It could lead to a bi-state tax. I just can't answer that question.
Our good friend of the program, Dave Helling, and my dear, dear friend, thank you. I know you're under the weather on such short notice. You be well, okay?
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, guys.
All right, be well. George Westella, the CEO of Union Station, joins us when we return. Will someone refresh my memory on how we got to talking about Union Station this hour?
Because it's awesome, and it's their anniversary of the reopening.
That is it.
26 years ago, yep. Today.
George Westello. Hello, my friend.
George!
Hello, one of my favorite news broadcasters and radio personalities.
Well, we're so happy to have you, and thank you and congratulations on the opening of the Titanic, the immersive experience. It was phenomenal.
Oh, she won't shut up about it.
My God, I loved it. And one of the questions we have for you, George, looking back at all this stuff, and I'm sure you just heard Dave's comments just prior, is like when you look at how bad Union Station was, this shouldn't have worked. Like it's overwhelmingly bad with its disrepair. It should not have worked.
No, I was working at the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce at the time, so I was working to get that bi-state legislation passed with Jack Kraft and Steve Rose. That was a monumental time in Kansas City. And yeah, it probably shouldn't have passed, but as Jack Kraft once said, I never had the greatest elected candidate on it because it was so beautiful, but it didn't say a word, and therefore you could get that tax passed.
I remember, George, when Union Station reopened, yeah. It sort of sputtered a little bit, if you don't mind me saying. Where was the turning point for Union Station?
It had some challenges, but it was like a child, and it needed a chance for it to grow. You know, it went through its entire $40 million endowment. I was brought on in 2008. That had already been through four presidents, mm-hmm. and it was a challenge. So we started to see a turnaround about 2009 and 2010, thanks to Mike Haverty and some amazing civic leaders that said it wasn't going to go down. Business strategy came in, and you know, we receive absolutely no dedicated tax to operate this 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week complex. So it is a story that is, a Cinderella story, but a lot of hard work and a lot of efforts that went into it.
I don't want to put words into your mouth, but was it the Princess Diana exhibit where things started to change?
Yeah, yes. I'll be very succinct. Yes, it was. This business model, thanks to Mike Haverty and many of our board members, we put together a strategy that was a three-legged stool. And the way you were going to support Union Station without tax dollars, one more time, people saying it was a failure and you needed money from the taxpayers to succeed. No, the three-legged stool was one, we found all this space that we turned into rental facilities. Okay, that's one part of the leg that holds up the stool. So now we're 99% leased up. We have 150,000 square feet of tenants in this building that brought people here. The other one was the attraction, such as Science City, and we've invested nearly $5 million in Science City, and it does 400,000 people a year. I heard my good friend Helling saying it was just there to put air conditioning and roof on. No, it was there to turn this into a civic center and also build build a country, one of the country's best science centers. So that's one of the legs. And then the last leg was the touring exhibition space.
Yeah.
So, and 15 years ago, Bank of America invested and we built that magnificent touring exhibition. So then Diana came in and it all went on from there. And it built on, and then things just started happening. It became the visual voice of Kansas City, and no tax dollars are going to support Union Station. I think that's really important for people to understand, a dedicated tax. It wasn't until 1996, and I'm going to correct Mr. Helling, Jackson, Clay, Platt, and Johnson all passed that 1/8 cent sales tax. And that money went to pay almost $265 million to renovate the building.
Yeah.
Okay, and then $142 million of that came from private sources. So, you know, the community came together in a public-private partnership. And then the station, through that tax, raised $118 million. I want to ask the community, where was the best investment of $118 million 26 years ago that has now had this massive change in our area? You know, Liberty Memorial Museum was done.
Yeah.
The Fed came in, the IRS came in, so it really worked. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ramble.
No, let me ask you this.
I'm so passionate about
it. I know
it.
You are, and you should be. When you look at those old photos, and if you guys haven't seen them, I reposted what you posted this morning, George, on my KNBZ page. Do you remember which historic preservationist came in and said, yeah, I'm going to tackle this? Because it is astonishing that this team got it from what it looked like with the water on the floor and the ceiling falling in to what it is today.
Yeah, and there are these little stories. Congressman, then Mayor Cleaver, okay, and if you remember that beautiful building that's next to us, as 2 Pershing Square, that came from a company in Canada called Trizec, and they had the rights to restore Union Station, and they got it, and there was no way that they could do it, but it was Mr. Hall, Mr. Block, and Mayor Cleaver that got on a plane and flew up to Canada and negotiated in order to get Union Station back for $1.
Wow. And then $1.
That started $1 after they sold it to him. We got it back for $1. And then, of course, $118 million or $265 million to renovate it. But that was a time when everybody understood what it could be. And for 10 years, it wasn't what it could be. It kind of faltered, and you were right. And then today, it is what the community has always wanted. It's become the civic center of our town. Christmas is here. The parades are here. Happiness has...
No, it literally has become the focal point of every major event in Kansas City, whether it's the Royals parade, the Chiefs parades, the NFL draft. It has, to Dana's words, it has become the front door to Kansas City.
Yeah, and it's happiness. But the most important part is when you just see somebody walk in, a kid with his dad looking up at the ceiling. And that's the moment that we saved. And there's so many things. You can come in here on a Saturday afternoon and you can see a young Hispanic girl in her quinceañera taking her picture. Or you can see somebody deciding to get engaged, which hopefully they will do their wedding here. But I mean, sorry.
Are you sending a message to Dana right now?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, George.
Amen, because I'm down here and making sure that kid's got the best pictures. But that's what it's all about. And that's the memory. So when you look up on the ceiling and you learn, you know, you were here for Titanic and you learned about the immigrants that came over, that's what Union Station is, and we're so proud of it. And it shows, you know, when I hear all this conversation about bi-state cooperation and everybody needs to do it, I'm sorry, we did it 26 years ago, and this is the result of it. So when we're talking about stadiums and how we all need to come together, we did it. And what's more importantly, the taxpayers now can say, we made the investment, but the returns have seen dramatic returns since it happened.
We have 30 seconds left. Real quick, George, of all the exhibits that you guys have put on, what's your favorite?
The most emotional and powerful one was Auschwitz not long ago, not far away, and that was 350,000 people. Now, Titanic has kicked off for this third time, and it's completely different, but it's our second highest selling ticket right now. So, but beyond Auschwitz, and we have other ones. We have big monsters coming in that that will shake the community. So that exhibit has allowed us to go on to a national platform, and it's allowing us to get the big ones in now.
George Bustelo with Union Station, thank you for not using bad language.
And thank you for all the work you do.
you know we love you, man. I'm giving you grief.
I do, and thank goodness you're also wonderful human beings.
Be well.
I really appreciate it.
All right, you take care.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, be well. The Titanic exhibit, by the way, is open now through April of 2026.
We have a mystery guest on hold that I think our entire audience they're going to be overjoyed to hear from this mystery guest.
Okay.
You don't even know, Scott, and I cannot wait. Just stick with us. It's going to bring a smile to your face right when we get back.
I know the area code, but I don't know the name of whoever it is. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a great song. It's a classic.
Gordon Lightfoot called this his greatest work. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald spent 21 weeks on the Billboard charts in 1976. And today marks 50 years since the sinking of the Fitzgerald. Let's go now to the hotline and Wink Starrett.
Oh, Wink!
Jam or no jam, Wink?
Oh, without question, it's a jam. I mean, hello. 14 verses, no chorus. Come on.
It's like the jam of jams.
It really is. 6.5 minutes of gold.
14 four verses and no chorus. Only you would know that.
So I really want to just shout out, because this is so important to Wink, that he tried to bring this up as a story idea last week and couldn't get anyone to bite. He said, look, it's the 50th anniversary. I think we should do a story on it. And I wrote him and I said, Wink, hell yes, we will talk about it. Will you call into the program?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you letting me come aboard. Yes, I tried to come up with some sort of local angle, because, you know, whenever you're doing local news, you try to localize it. And I had trouble coming up with a tie between Lake Superior and Kansas City, oddly enough.
Well, I believe I read somewhere on Facebook that there was a line said in the morning news meeting last week, which you guys hold every day at 10:30.
Yep.
I tried to come up with a local angle, and I came up empty.
Yes, that's pretty much it. That pretty well sums it up.
I did not know, Wink, that they do not know what sank the Edmund Fitzgerald. They literally don't know. They know it was a storm. There was a radio call for help. 29 souls on board were lost, but that's it. They just don't know. How is that?
It really boils down to the fact that there were multiple possible things that could have brought it down. And the song kind of touches on that, but that's a whole other ball of wax. It's one of those things where it could have been overloaded. It could have had water come up over onto the deck and bring it down. It could have hit a wave and basically snapped in half. But because of where the ship sits in Canadian water and the fact that it has been declared a burial site by the Canadian government, excavation of the site is legally impossible.
Oh.
And so that is why not only do we not know, but the odds are that we are never going to know what brought down the Edmund Fitzgerald.
It's 729 feet long. I'm looking at photos of it. I didn't realize it was this big. Obviously went down in the Great Lakes. We've spent all the last couple of weeks talking about the Titanic, which is important and important to Kansas City with the exhibit here. But this is, I don't want to say more of a mystery, but it sort of is, because they just don't know.
It is, yeah. And that, I think, is part of the reason why there continues to be this fascination with it among people who follow this stuff, and even people who don't look at this stuff. I'll admit, I am not some sort of shipwreck scholar, but when it comes to the Edmund Fitzgerald, I am all the way in.
See, we have found
that differently, shouldn't
Wink,
I?
Yeah,
no,
probably.
Wink, we have found the Kansas City link to the Edmund Fitzgerald, and it's you. You are the link.
So, what's a bigger jam, real quick, as we got to go? The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, or If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot as well?
Oh, that's so difficult. But just because of the fact it's longer, I'm going with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wink Starrett, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you
in the morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, be well.
Have a good one.
From Kansas City's Morning News, here on KMBZ, that is Wink Starrett. The news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.